Welcome back to our audio recordings covering our seminar on the footsteps of Paul. On day three, we will stay in Istanbul and visit some major sites. None of today's sites are biblical. They deal with church history. After today, all of our sites will be biblical. Well, or at least most of them. To gain the most of today's tour, it is important to understand a simple thumbnail sketch of the city's history. You can go as deep as you want, but start with these three or four high points. They can be stated in about five short sentences. Constantine the Great took the town of Bestanium and made it his new Roman capital city. He changed the name to New Rome and then to Constantinople after himself. This led to the Roman Empire being divided into two parts, the East and the West. Stay with me, I'm almost done. The West collapsed about 500 AD. The East lasted another 1,000 years when it was taken over by the Ottoman Empire. There you have it. That is a brief outline, but useful when our tour guide starts talking history. An interesting side point is throughout the history I just gave you, the town's original name, Bestanium, hung on, but only in a small way. Finally, 100 years after the East lost control to the Ottoman Empire, a German historian used the term Byzantine when referring to the Eastern Roman Empire. From that point on, the name Byzantine Empire refers to that thousand-year period when the East ruled by itself after the West fell. One of the two sites that we'll be visiting in the morning is the Roman Hippodrome Square. Constantine built this when he established this city as his new capital. Yes, it was used as an arena for Roman chariot races, but it also served as a showcase for Roman political power. It was a place where the royal family could interact with the population. It was used to celebrate military victories and humiliate fallen enemies. It was a place to execute criminals. In doing so, 30 to 60,000 people could bear witness to the power and authority of Rome. The chariots would race around a long oblong island in the center of the hippodrome. This was called the spina. Many elaborate decorations were placed on the spina as a civil display. Three of those can still be seen today. One of which is an ancient Egyptian obelisk from one of the pharaohs. It dates back to 1400 years before Christ. The Hippodrome was the center of public life for 900 years. Eventually, it went through several stages of destruction, until finally, its seats and walls were taken for building material. Today, it is a public park. But it still preserves most of the space which the arena covered. A rough outline of the racetrack can be traced along the outer path. The German fountain roughly marks the location for the starting gates for the chariots. Another site that we'll visit in the morning is the Hagia Sophia, which means holy wisdom. For 1,000 years, it was the largest building in the world. This cathedral was a Greek Orthodox church from 360 AD to 1459, when the Ottoman Empire took over. They made it into a mosque. In 1935, it became a museum, until 2020, when it once again was changed back into a mosque. When you get there, notice the doors at the entrance. They have the sign of the cross and the name of Jesus. The doors themselves were crafted in Tarsus, Paul's hometown, 200 years before Christ. They were originally placed in the Temple of Apollo. Finally, they were moved to the Greek Orthodox Church in Istanbul. Here is something extra to look for. They have found an ancient pulpit that probably came from the second church built on this spot in 390 AD. Today, it decorates the patio of a coffee shop just outside the Hagia Sophia. See if you can find it. For the tip of the day, I'll give you some rules for visiting a mosque. Everyone is required to take off their shoes. This also applies when you go into homes. Shorts are not allowed. Bare shoulders are not allowed. Men have to have their heads uncovered. Women have to cover their heads. Men and women have different areas. Another site that we'll see is the Istanbul Archaeological Museum. It holds a collection of about 1 million artifacts, which trace the history of humanity. It is the first museum to chronicle the Ottoman Empire and the Turkish Republic Empire. Its best-known artifacts are the Alexander sarcophagus and the sarcophagus for the mourning women. Santorini Church is the oldest church in Istanbul, probably the first one to be built by Constantine. It is the only Byzantine church in Istanbul that has not been converted into a mosque. Instead, it became the first museum of the Ottoman Empire. Now, here is an interesting fact. The original church put a simple cross in its dome instead of paintings. This was because pictures of images were considered idolatry. The cross is still there. Today, the building operates as a museum and a concert hall. I'm not sure if we'll have time to go there, but before I sign off, I need to mention the Grand Bazaar. It is the world's oldest and largest covered market. It is considered to be the world's first mall. It was built in 1461 and has 60 covered streets and 3,500 stores. In 2018, it had 91 million visitors. Well, look at that. My time is up. I'll be talking to you next week.